Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on Shabbos, based on the Sefer Parchat Yitzchak, Kuntros Rishima. So we're up to Rishima Gimel. And we spoke in the first two Shiurim about the Tziur and the Metsuyar, that Ein Sayar Kelokeinu, that there is no artist like God, that God is able to make the miniature, the micro in this world of what's going to be in the next world. And that's what Shabbos is all about. This Shabbos is connected to Shabbos of the Lesed Lovo, Kirov Hatsir Lemitsuyar. This picture that we have is very close to the what it's going to look like in the future. You could hear the previous Shiurim, very, very, very kedai. And now we continue. It says in the Chadol, the Yisnar Me'afrakumi, we conclude that stanza, Karval Nafshi Ge'ala. So what's the sinyan of Karval Nafshi Ge'ala? So we talked about how there's a Yachas Me'yuchad between Shabbos and the Geula. It's not just a Yachas, not just a relationship of Mitzvah and Schar, because the Lashon of the Gemara is Miyad Heim Ni'ala, and we don't usually find this Lashon of Miyad when you do a Mitzvah, because we have this mid of Erech HaPayim, which is patience, Bein L'Tzadikim, Bein L'Rishayim, Bein Ba'onish, Bein B'schar. So there's usually this patience, doesn't come immediately. But between Shabbos and the Gula, there's this Chok Miyuchad of Tziur and Mitzuyar, that Shabbos is the Tziur, and it's being Mitzayar, V'Geula and Memela for Shomer Shabbos, Miyad Heim Nigalim, if all of Klal Yisrael would be Shomer Shabbos. But what's interesting is that it doesn't just talk about the geula. In Lichadoti, we say Karvel Nafshi Al Yad Yishai Beis Halachmi Karvel Nafshi Geala. So what's the sinyan dafka about David Hamelech and his relationship to the geula? So the geula, we understand from the previous shiurim, that that's Kirav Atzuyar Atzuyar LeMetzuyar. That's Shabbos is connected the Yom Shekula Shabbos and the geula Asida. But what does it have to do with David Hamelech Bedaika? So whenever we find an inyan of me'ein, it's a tolada of that hug of ein sayar kelokeinu. Whenever we have me'ein, something similar to ein sayar, there's no artist like God. That God makes a beautiful picture that's able to reflect the deeper reality, the higher reality. Kol metziyus hamashkifa b'zer ampin es hametziyus hamakaris b'rivi ampin kol zenichal b'shiras v'shalchan ha'shamar ein sayar kelokeinu. Anytime you see a miniature that reflects the original Metzius in many different ways. This is included in the Shir of Chana when she said in Sefer Shmuel, Ein Sayar Kelokeinu. Right, the Gemara, the Pasuk says Ein Tzur Kelokeinu, the Gemara Darshan says Ein Sayar Kelokeinu. Now, why was this revealed dafka by Chana, this inyan of Ein Sayar Kelokeinu? And the answer is because the inyan of Melech HaMashiach draws its strength from the koach of the Maisa Mashicha that was done in this world. Melech HaMashiach, like the Menchas Chinuch discusses, doesn't need a Mashicha Chadasha. He's Mizaru Shel David. Well, Melech Ben Melech doesn't need a Mashicha because the Mashicha of his father counts for him. The discussion of it applies to Mashiach as well, but in Pashtus it does. So it emerges then that the Mashicha that was effective for the Malchus of David is the same Mashicha that's going to be Ma'amid, the Malchus of Melech HaMashiach. And there's no relationship of miniature that's more clear and more evident than the Yachas between the Malchus of David and the Malchus of Melech HaMashiach. We're not dealing here with the Tziur of a Babua de Babua. V'harei ein lanu esek b'kan ele b'tziur shel babua de babua me'adav ha'metzuyar. What we have here is, we have this image, this mirror image of the Davar ha'metzuyar. We have Malchus David, which is the mirror image of Malchus ha'mashiach. Malchus b'zman hazeh compared to Malchus of Achris ha'yamim. And what's done here is, it continues into Achris ha'yamim. Mashiach's David is the same Mashiach as Mashiach's Melech HaMashiach. Shmuel HaNavi, the Ikar Or of Shmuel HaNavi, is in the Mashiach of Malchus David, which encapsulates the Mashiach of Melech HaMashiach. So if we want to point to the Metzius of the biggest Kesher between the Tziyar and the Metzuyar, so we have to point to Shmuel HaNavi, that Shmuel HaNavi anoints David, which is really anointing Mashiach, Tziyar and Metzuyar. And how did Shmuel HaNavi get to this world? Through the Tefillah of Chana. So how meridic it is that in the Tefillah of Chana she says, Ein Seira Kelokena, that's the most beautiful picture. The picture reflecting the reality that it's supposed to be illustrating is embodied by Shmuel HaNavi, because he anoints David, which is anointing Mashiach. And that all came from the Tefillah of Chana, and the mail in the Tefillah of Chana dafka, it says, Ein Seira Kelokena. And therefore in Kabbalah Shabbos, we don't just talk about the Geula, but we say Karva Ayad Ish Beis Halachmi. We talk about Malchus Yehuda, Malchus David, because that's not just Shabbos, isn't just about the Geula, that it's a tziur of the Shabbos of Lasid Lava, but also of the kingdom of Melech HaMashiach, which is coming through Chana's Tefillah for Shmuel, who anointed David. But now there's Oimek Lefni Meomek, it gets tiefer and noch tiefer. We spoke about the Parshas Shabbos, Kisisa, the Chilukim, between the first Pasuk and the last Pasuk. So that was in the previous Shira. But now we want to discuss one Shinui. In the first Pasuk of the Parsha, it says, Osi Ledoroseichem. In the last Pasuk of the Parsha, it says, Lidorosam. Why Lidorosechem and then Lidorosam? In the Gemara it says that the Rabbi Chanina would say, Bo v'netzei likras Shabbos. Let's go out and receive Shabbos. In the Rambam, he copies this from the Gemara and he adds that the Chachamim and the Talmidim would go together to the field to be Makabal Shabbos. And this really makes us wonder, what's the Shaychus between Kabbalah Shabbos and the Inyan of Rav and his Talmidim? We see a special Shaychus not only be Makabal Shabbos, but Dafka Rav with his Talmidim. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a psak that the hachanas for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos start Erev Shabbos in the morning. In the Gemara, we learn this from Veichinu as Asher Yaviu, Techef Lahavoa Hachana. Veichinu, you should prepare what you brought. Right when you bring it, you should prepare it. So since the Havoa's Halecha Mishnah of the Omer was Shabbos in the morning, Memela the Hachana starts then in the morning. And it's pashut that there's no regular din of Zrizus like we learn from Ashkim Avram Baboker, because this is a din dafka of Erev Shabbos. There's a regular din of Zrizus, but this is a Zrizus of Erev Shabbos. It's b'misuyam and achanas of Erev Shabbos. So what's the inyan here of the hachana on Erev Shabbos? So the truth is that here we have a new light in the mitzvah of hachana l'Shabbos v'Erev Shabbos. That even though we find the union of Hachan in all mitzvahs, like we find in Masechet Shabbos, like Abay Beged B'Shas Tefillah, that we learn from Hikon Likras Elokecha Yisrael, like we find by our Rabbi Seinu, that they always try to do everything with a Hachana. Everything has a Hachana, so certainly when you daven, you have to put in a special Beged, Hachana. Nevertheless, the Hachanas of Shabbos and Erev Shabbos have a different face, different nature. Because we find the Lashon of the Rambam, Yoshev u'miyachel b'kovid rosh la'akbolas b'nei Shabbos. You have to sit and wait with seriousness to receive the face of Shabbos, k'moshu yotze likras melech, like you go out to receive a king. And definitely, this yichol to the coming of Shabbos, Malka, is b'vchinas tzipisa l'yeshua. This is the waiting for the Yeshua. B'yachas l'Shabbos, shekula de Shabbos da'achris hayamim. So in other words, this tzipia, this waiting we have on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, is a reflection of the waiting that we have for the Geula Asida. This is the Me'ein, this is just like Me'ein, Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. The Hachana of Erev Shabbos for Shabbos is Me'ein, the Hachana of this world for the next world. It's the Hachana for the Geula. Kamo kishem shekol Shabbos u'mein yom shekulo Shabbos kamo kein ayichul Shabbos u'mein atzipia klolus likros ayishua klolus. So the yichul, the waiting for Shabbos, is like the general waiting for the general Yeshua. Gevaldik. So now we have again this tziur, karav tziur l'mitzuya. Right, we have this mitzuya, this picture of blessed love, and then we have it here in this world, Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. So this hachana is a tzipia l'Shabbos mepchinas maisa. In other words, normally tzipia, when you anticipate something, it's chovas halavavas, you do it in your heart. But the hachana of Shabbos is a mitzvah ma'asit, it's a practical mitzvah that of this tzipia. And the falling of the Lechem Mishnah and Erev Shabbos was a Maisa Gavoa of Tzipia L'Shabbos. It was a divine act of anticipating Shabbos, sending us the Lechem Mishnah. So just like on the goof of Shabbos, we're mamet ourselves, Bedug Mishel Maila, we're like God, God rested, we rest. So too in the Tzipia, and the anticipation of Shabbos, we're also Bedug Mishel Maila, we're also like God. We do the tzipia, the man comes, and we're like God, and then we start preparing it right away. So it's not just readiness, this preparation, but it's this anticipation, this active anticipation of preparing for Shabbos before Shabbos, just like God did by sending us the Lechem Mishnah, so too we do by preparing it back then. And also even today that we do our achanas first thing in the morning, so it's not a regular din of zrizis, but it's special, this inyan of the geula of being mamet ourselves beduk mashal maila, and it's like waiting for the geula. Now this is when it gets mamish mayridik. The Mishnah Edia says that the ketz is tali b'mispar hadaros, it's learned from what it says about Yitzius Mitzrayim, v'dor revi yashuvu heina, and we find varim chadashim in the gra. This inyan of the Geula being Tali b'mispar hadoros, the fourth generation will come back. The Gra writes that after Matan Torah, the number of doros l'inyan akeitz is enumerated al picheshbon rav v'talmid. Lifnei Matan Torah is talui in halada, but after Matan Torah, it's talui in the doros of Mesira and Kabbalah me rav l'talmid. That's the Geula. Acharei Matan Torah l'inyan akeitz, it goes me rav l'talmid, and this chiddush of the Gra gives us a deeper taste of the fact that the mitzvah to teach Torah to Talmidim is said in a lashon of Vishinantim Levanecha. What is Levanecha? Talmidecha. Talmidim Kruyim Banim. And that appears Tamua. It's a wonder. Why does the Torah not just say Banim? Banim that are Talmidim? Couldn't you just say Vishinantim LeTalmidecha? But Heim Heim Advarim. The emphasis here is that the Limud LeTalmidim creates a Musag of Dor like the halada of a father from a son from a father. So the Musar Vort is that your students should be to you like children, which is also true. That's why the Pasuk says, Vishinantim Levanecha means Talmidecha, but your Talmidim should be like your sons. But the Rav here says it's a tifkait, that the Limud Le Talmidim creates a Musag of Dor, creates a Musag of a generation, just like halada sab Haben Me'av. That's why it says Vishinantim Livonecha, because your Talmidim are like your children. They create a door, because that's the counting of the Geula from father to son and from Rav to Talmud. It's no longer father to son, now it's Rav to Talmud. So if you put these two anachas together, that Kabbalah Shabbos is Zman Tzipil Yeshua Bezer Anpin, it's the miniature waiting for the Geula, and the Yachas of Rav to Talmud is Makari of the Kates, because you're creating the Mispar Doris that a certain amount of Doris has to pass. So now there's nothing more Mati'im for this Tzipia than Ta Rebbe with his Talmud. Remember, waiting for Shabbos is waiting for the Geula, and the Geula comes when you have enough connections between Rav and Talmud. And Mela, when you go out to wait for Shabbos, you have to go out with your Talmidim, it has to be with your Talmidim, that's the connection of Rav to Talmud. And we spoke about this already, that the first pasuk in the parish of Shabbos of Kisisa was said to Moshe that he should say to the Jewish people with his own mandrega, Va'ata Dabra el Bnei Yisrael. It's Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. So now we understand what this Lador Seicha means. In other words, this is the Amira of the first Rav to his Talmidim, to the first Talmidim. that Shabbos is an os l'doroseichem. In other words, me and you, the Rav and the Talmidim, together, we're going to create the Mispar HaDoros. And through this Mispar, we're going to get to the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. So that's why the Pasuk says, L'doroseichem, your generations. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that me and you together, we're going to create these generations. This is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to the Jewish people. Shabbos is L'doros Eichem, Ani V'atem, Harav V'atalmidim. We're going to create the Mispar HaDoros. And then that's going to bring about the Geula. Beautiful. Ve'od Dibur Echad. Yesh Lanu B'zeh. One more vort. If it wasn't sweet enough already. David was Moser Nefesh al Binyan Beis HaMikdash, like he says in Tehillim, Imavo Bo'ol Beisi, Tzetcher V'imetein Shnas La'enai, Ademtsa. He said, I'm not going to go to sleep, I have to find the Makom of the Mikdash. The rabbis say, Mizmor Shili Chanukah Sabayis L'David, even though Shlomo Abelech built it, but David was Moser Nefesh, therefore it's called Al Shmo. So, the pshat is that Beis HaMikdash is built through Tzipia. And part of this Tzipia creates a Shutfus in the Binyan more than the Maisa Binyan. And therefore you have two Partsufim, you have two faces of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. You have the Tzipia of Moshe, of David, and then you have the actual Binyan of Shlomo. Now, in Kabbalah Shabbos, we'll be Mekabel Shabbos. That's the tzipia. That's this anxious that's going out to greet Shabbos. So is anything more matim than saying Ben Yishai Beis Halachmi than mentioning David HaMelech? Because that was David HaMelech's whole thrust, his yearning, his pining. Was this anticipation of the Beis HaMikdash. And Memela, when we go out to accept Shabbos, we mention him, because this is the same Yisod that he, just like he was anticipating and waiting and going towards and doing whatever he can to bring about the ultimate Binyan Beis HaMikdash, so too we do the same thing. We want to bring Shabbos, and this is Zeir Anpin, the miniature of the Gula Asida. So Baruch Hashem, we were zochet to see the very, 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 very beautiful ideas. From the Pachad Yitzchak, Kovetz Rishima's Gimel, Shabbos, and Rosh Hashiva's Yortzeit is mamish right around the corner, 2 more weeks. So we should be zocha to see Bukhar of mamish, the Miyad Haim Negalim, Bebias Mashiach Tzidkenu, Meherav Yameinu, Amen V'Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest Moshiach.